Hello?
Hello, good evening, Christina.
Who's this?
Yeah, my name is Joe, and I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research. Miss Christina, I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting a survey of the city of Phoenix. Can you spare me like 5 minutes of your time? That's all I'm asking. 5 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, yep. Thank you. I do appreciate it, Christina. Now, I hope you're having a great day. Now, first of all, are you currently living in the city of Phoenix, Arizona?
Yep, that's what's on my mail.
Okay, bear with me. Bear with me right now. Okay. Yes, okay. Now, generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gone off on the wrong track?
I'm neutral.
Neutral. Okay. What about... I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. So I'm going to refer to this area as Levine, okay? Now, are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No, sir.
No. Okay. Now, and do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or Pacific Islander?
Myself, I'm white.
Okay. Moving forward. Now, overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I think it's good.
Good. Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means that it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. More parks and recreational opportunities.
Well, of course, that five. Anywhere five. That would improve.
What about more dining and entertainment options?
Of course, 5.
More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses.
Sure, 5.
More affordable housing options to rent or buy.
Always 5, yeah.
And more good-paying jobs.
5.
Better street and road maintenance.
5.
And better public transportation options.
5.
Moving forward, ma'am, so I can get you back to your day now. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, retired, student, or homemaker?
Gainfully employed.
Thank you. Now, and thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
I see a lot of hiring signs out there. So
would you say there's too many, too few, or about the right amount?
About the right amount.
Okay. Now, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
I guess about the right amount.
Okay. Now, moving forward. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each piece, tell me yes or no you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine. Grocery stores and supermarkets.
Yes.
Doctor's offices and hospitals.
Yes.
Dollar stores and discount chains.
Yes.
Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target.
Yes.
Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues.
Yes.
Thank you. Moving forward. Now, in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Levine? In your own words.
I don't know. I'm not sure. You got me on the spot. I'm not a good in-the-moment thinker. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's okay. Thank you. Now, moving forward.
At 4 in the morning, I'll wake up and I'll be like, that's what we need out here. You won't be on the phone.
Yeah. Okay, now, I'm going to switch gears a bit over here. How much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? would it say?
You know,
how
I think Levine is one of the more affordable.
Oh yeah. Okay, so let me.
I think so compared to other areas.
Now, how much it costs to buy or rent a home? Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
Housing availability is one of the biggest problems I think the state will face.
Affordability. To afford it.
Affordability.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's a big problem.
Okay. What about how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy rent. Is that a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
I don't think it's a problem in Levine.
No? Okay.
I don't.
Okay. Now, and still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of houses for each piece. Tell me whether no or yes you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine. Housing options for seniors.
Yeah.
What about single-family detached homes?
Yeah.
Townhouses or attached homes?
Sure, yeah.
Multi-family housing like apartments or condominiums?
Yeah.
Moving forward because we're almost finished here. Now, how long have you lived in Phoenix?
Only 3 years.
3 years, okay. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
We rent.
Okay. Uh-huh. And okay. Now, I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. Change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments, and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
Yes.
You oppose that or favor that?
I would favor something like that.
Okay.
To provide
what
more
about
housing.
Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing?
Sure, yeah.
What about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings?
Yeah, I'd be for that.
Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
I'd be for that, especially if they were affordable housing, not $3,000 a month for a two-bedroom.
Wow. What about repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing?
Yes.
And change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing, like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes?
Yes.
The last two questions, ma'am, are just for a statistical purpose. What is the last year of schooling that you completed?
I did postgrad, a technical college after high school.
Okay. Now, what is the annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than 25,000, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100,000.
Probably 50 to 75. 50 to 75.
And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Yep, Christina with a CH.
Okay, Christina with a CH. It's been a pleasure.
CH,
enjoy the rest of your day. And this concludes our survey, okay? Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Yep, bye.